Hi there, hope you're having a good day. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Reggie Aki. Here's what's happening now in the news. 15 states in just one day. The major candidates are all over the map in the fight for campaign battleground. John McCain and Sarah Palin have been out since early this morning. They've already hit the key battleground states like Florida and Ohio. On the Democratic side, Barack Obama and Joe Biden are looking to keep their lead in critical states like Missouri and Florida. They're among the many battleground states each campaign is hoping to win. A major challenge for the eventual winner here is, of course, the economy. A survey of economists in the National Association of Business Economics shows us that most of them think the U.S. economy is in a recession, and they believe it'll last through at least the end of next year. More than half of those surveyed don't think the actions of the Federal Reserve had much impact on the economy. And speaking of that, let's see what's happening in the automotive world. As you know, there has been a huge slump. It's actually the biggest problem in 15 years for the Ford Motor Company. Ford says its October U.S. sales were down 30%. The actual numbers were a little better than predicted because the forecast was going to be down 35%. Consumer confidence is one big factor in that drop. Edmunds.com is forecasting that total U.S. auto sales will be down 29%. On his first trip since taking over U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus is getting a warning. Pakistan's defense minister says U.S. missile attacks inside Pakistan are inflaming anti-American sentiment. Pakistan wants them stopped. The U.S. military has become frustrated with Islamabad over the years, saying it is not being proactive enough against militants, and that's a claim that Pakistan denies. Other international headlines. A U.N. aid convoy is now bringing medical supplies to refugees in eastern Congo. That's the first shipment of relief supplies behind rebel lines since the fighting broke out in August. Both the army and the rebels promised safe passage to the convoy. That's what's happening this hour. Please stick with us here at CNN for more on those stories and the other news of the day.